Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
If you spot me and suck my cock, I'm gonna make an effort to remember your name.
Well, that's very gentlemanly of you.
While I was going down on my friend, they put 52 chopsticks in my ass.
What?
Not the wooden.
Whoa, wait.
The porcelain one.
I'm sorry. Wait.
Yeah.
You had 52 chopsticks in your ass? I'm going to have to look. I am going to have to look at some midget porn now. Hey, everybody. Well, I've got a special fun, exciting treat today. Today I have on one of my listeners. And JM is a longtime, I don't know how long you've been listening, but longtime listener in my book that I can recollect. And you're great because you're one of my donators, which I love. Thank you so much. And you're also active on Tumblr, and I think, are you following me on Twitter too?
Yeah.
And you always leave comments on the website and send me, you know, thought-provoking emails. So thank you so much, because I always appreciate getting feedback from people. It really helps me stay excited, motivated, and kind of come up with better and better content. So thank you. And this is my way of thanking you, is having you on the show. And I get to fire a bunch of questions at you mercilessly and see how you do.
Oh, wow. Maybe I should have started drinking earlier. I don't know. But anyway, that'll be fun.
I'm having a beer.
And I'm flattered that you're having me on and interviewing me.
Well, you've given me enough interesting stuff along the way, and you've made enough interesting comments that I'm like, okay, I got to figure out what this guy's all about. So
that will be interesting.
Yeah. So without further delay, well, is there any, can I, you know, I don't know much about you. Can I get, what tidbits can you tell me just about you?
Sure. Like I told you earlier, I happened to stumble across your Tumblr blog by accident, then went in and saw your webpage and started looking at that and read the blog, started listening to the podcast, and I went, you know what? Your story resonates with me. And you know, in my story started, I don't know, 10, 12, 15 years ago. And there's some parallels in there. And to be blunt, there's been some journeys into what I call the deep end as it relates to different stuff. It's been wonderful. I've met a lot of wonderful people. And I think I've gotten a lot better at sex in general.
Oh, really? That's good. All right. How long have you been exploring?
Oh, practically all my life. But you know, I stumbled across certain things when I was in my work. I was doing extensive traveling, and I had just broken up. I was living outside Chicago at the time, and so I stumbled across and started meeting different girls who were in the business. And I hate the word escorts, but I learned how to maneuver through that and met some interesting people. And a couple of folks that I met are real good friends of mine. And one of them's a close personal friend, and you know, we stay in touch. But it was enlightening. So it was fun.
So can I ask you, you said that you have some close personal friends that are escorts?
Yep.
And, you know, I've always wanted to interview an escort.
We can possibly set something up.
I wonder if any of them would be interested.
Yeah, I think so. The thing of it is my friends and the girls that I know, they're really outstanding businesswomen.
Oh, absolutely.
And what they have to do, and I mean, they're, you know, there's a huge investment on their part. Now they're making a lot of money, and you know, between their travel, their website, their different working out, their clothes, their makeup, having to advertise in the places that you have to advertise in, and then the travel, they're on their toes. And they've got the ones that I know have their stuff wired high and tight.
Oh, I'm sure.
But yeah, I know one that would, that may want to talk to you. I don't know. I can't speak for her, but she's wild. I mean, this one that I'm
good. Give me a wild one.
She's sexual napalm.
A sexual napalm.
Oh my God.
I love it.
She and I have done some escapades that are just off the chart.
I love it.
And not necessarily in a business sense as you would think, but we've just done some crazy shit together. That's all I can say.
All right. Maybe that'll be our next podcast, Jamie. You can tell those stories.
Yeah, I think your listeners are prepared for it.
Absolutely. I don't think there's anything that they haven't heard before. You know, they if they were listening to me this long, they know what kind of stuff we talk about. So
yeah.
Okay, well let me jump into the questions here. Okay, so what's your favorite thing about a quickie?
I don't like quickies.
You don't like
but
quickies,
but I'll take them.
But you'll take them. All right.
I don't like quickies.
Okay, that's good.
I've done them the opportunity presented itself and I took advantage of it.
Yeah.
It's got its place, but it's not. I'm more in for the long haul, for the long run.
You're in the okay. I like that. You're a marathon man.
Yeah, because I believe you got to build up to it too. You know, just at least that's been my experience.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, I agree. Have you ever had sex with someone whose name you never knew?
That's a good question. I would have to say no. Now, one thing I haven't done is like an orgy group sex, which that would have happened. But even when I've had a threesome or foursome, I knew the people.
Yeah.
And so I've never done it with a stranger.
Okay. All right. What about anybody that you couldn't remember their name the next day?
Oh yeah.
Okay. So maybe you knew
I'm
their
name.
What was your name again? Hi.
I'm not good with names, but if you fuck me and suck my cock, I'm gonna make an effort to remember your name.
Well, that's very gentlemanly of you. Okay, all right. Do you prefer sex at night? In the morning, mid-afternoon, or now?
I like it in the morning, especially after you've done it that night before.
Yeah.
And so like, I call it wake-up sex.
Yeah, wake
and
up.
And it is such a rush. And I really enjoy that. That's
I do too.
Cool.
Yeah. Is that kind of the norm for you?
I would say so. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you haven't been drinking, and I think Cowboy Inn referred to the whiskey dick on the one of the last podcast.
It wasn't Cowboy Inn that called out whiskey dick. It was me. I said whiskey
dick.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, it's true. You know. So sometimes you're not on your A game at night, and by the next morning though, it's sort of like, boom, it's fresh. Start over.
Right. Yeah.
I've had some of the best sex has been in the morning. Absolutely.
Oh. I like that. No, I'm definitely a proponent of morning sex. Okay. Have you ever masturbated in a public bathroom?
Not in a public bathroom, but in a public place.
Oh, where?
It was in a parking lot, in the car with a person I was with, and she kind of talked me into it. And, you know, it's all about the fear of kind of getting caught.
Yeah.
It made it pretty hot.
Yeah.
But not in a public bathroom, no.
No. Okay.
That kind of describes a person, you know, in the trench coat type. I don't know.
That's true. It does paint kind of a seedy picture. I have masturbated I don't know if it wasn't a public bathroom, but it was a bathroom at work. And, this is going way back, but, I just would, you know, every once in a while I would be so horny. I just have to go into the bathroom and knock one off. Come out all rosy cheeked and happy.
That's awesome.
I know. Okay.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the strangest prop you've used to get yourself off?
A vibrating butt plug.
A vibrating butt plug.
Mm-hmm.
So you like anal play?
While you met. Yeah.
I love a good butt plug myself, but I've never done a vibrating one. I need to. I don't know if you did. You listen to that interview I did, the Girl Crush interview with Mickey?
Oh, that's my favorite.
Is that your favorite?
Mickey. Oh, it's my favorite.
Oh, she is so sexy.
Yeah, and the triple wow wow.
The triple wow wow. Exactly. The triple wow wow. Yep.
And you, by the way, you gave away one of my secrets on eating pussy, but we'll get to that later.
Oh, did I? Okay. Okay. Well, that might be in one of the questions here. Let's see if you can weave that in. Hey, hold that thought. Okay.
I'll hold that thought.
Hold that thought. Okay. What's the most sexually daring thing you've ever done?
A interracial bisexual foursome.
Whoa, explain that. That's pretty daring.
My partner in crime,
is that the link you sent me?
So we started, yeah. So we started talking about this, and as I told you earlier in the text, you know, that was something that I wanted to try, and so I was able to find that, and trust me, there's avenues and all kind of ways to find out all this stuff. So we set this up. The one lady is a transsexual, and she is a she is probably one of the top in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she travels globally. She's very well known, and she's also a domina.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes. And she has impeccable taste. She has her decor in her home is out of this world. She dresses fantastically. When she's not in that role, she's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
But when she's in that dominatrix role,
yeah.
Watch out. And dominatrix do not like people making smart ass comments to them after you've kind of been given the rules of the game.
Yeah.
Then you get your ass beat really bad.
Yeah.
That was it. And the other lady is a practicing dom too. And so we go there, and it's like Katie bar the door. And we end up in the dungeon room.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I mean, now they're dressed, you know, they're in the leather, you know, they got the joggers, they got the paddle. So, I mean, it's hardcore.
Oh, and, what's getting done to you? What's getting done to you?
To me?
Yeah.
Well, my friend's in a sex swing in a blindfold, and her mistress has a Hitachi and going down on her, even pussy and past the Hitachi. And I think she also had a dildo in her butt.
Oh.
At that point, I'm tied up. In other words, my hands are tied above my head. And I'm spread eagle. You know, my feet are on the ground.
Uh-huh.
I'm tied up at the ankles and at my wrist. So she gets behind me and the next thing I know, I feel my ass getting lubed up.
Uh-oh.
And then she slides it right in my ass and starts fucking me in the ass. And then she starts playing with, you know, my balls and stroking my cock. And it's about that time when the other mistress took the blindfold off my friend. And the look on her face was priceless.
I mean, uh-huh.
Her eyes were like saucers. And so, you know, it was an evening. I think it was epic. And more play happened after that. But and then they had some fun and games with us on gaping.
Uh-huh.
Believe it or not, I had, while I was going down on my friend, they put 52 chopsticks in my ass.
What?
Not the wooden.
Whoa, wait.
The porcelain one.
I'm sorry. Wait.
Yeah. They
You had, okay. You had 52 chopsticks in your ass?
52.
52. How do you know it was 52? Did they make you count it?
Because when they popped out, we sat there and counted them. Because I set a new world record.
What is the circumference exactly on 52 chopsticks in your ass?
It's pretty big. It's got to be 2.5 inches in diameter.
I'm going to run to the store and buy like 52 chopsticks and like put them together and see.
Well, do it. Well, yeah, you got to remember, I mean, she also has this huge, thick cock.
She warmed you up though,
so
right?
You can
she
fit didn't. That in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she warmed me up really
okay,
well.
Okay. You don't just go cold. You don't go in blind with 52 chopsticks. You work your way up to
Oh,
that.
No.
Okay.
Oh, no. And then I had some punishment with an anal hook because I smarted off to him.
Oh. Well, Jay.
And that'll make you compliant real quick.
I bet. I'm actually glad I had to put my headphones on and Cowboy Ann can't hear this. I don't want him getting any ideas about what to do to me if I'm smarting off.
Well, we're sitting there, so understand something. When you start in the role, you're given your password to get out of trouble.
Oh, sure. Right. Yeah. Of course you have a safe word. Yeah.
Yeah. It's your safe word, and I had to use it once. But the thing of it is, in the beginning, they had us both on our knees side by side. And we had no clothes on.
Yeah.
And I made a smart ass remark. And next thing I know, now I wasn't the only one that got beat. She got beat too. And she looked at me and she said, I hate you so bad right now. You don't know how much I hate you. Pow! And it was so I tell you what, it was when we later after that we went to dinner later that night at one of our favorite restaurants. We went to her place and we sat down and order, you know, a martini, and we kind of look at each other and we just go, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah. Oh, how fun. Well, I'd say that would definitely cut it as something very sexually daring. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Now, she's a professional dominatrix. I mean, she's she's got all the gear and accoutrements to go along with it. So
yeah, very cool. Okay, so in your opinion, what does it mean to be good in bed?
The woman you're with has to have an orgasm.
Yeah.
So if she doesn't, if you can't enable her or do what you have to do for her to achieve that, then, you know, you're I think being selfish and just kind of doing it for your own gratification.
Yeah. I would tend to agree with that. I also think sometimes, you know, women are, they can be reserved and holding back, and they don't want to tell, they don't want to have open communication with their partner about what feels good, what doesn't feel good, what they like, what they don't like, or, you know, maybe they normally would masturbate with a toy, but they don't want to do it while, you know, while they're having sex, whatever. I mean, you know, women can kind of be reserved when it comes to that stuff. And so I think if you have to have a guy that's willing and wants to make it happen for her, and also, but that it's a two-way street, you know, the woman has to be able to communicate with her partner well too.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's true. But the communication is so important, and I've been lucky, I guess, because the women I've been with have wanted a really committed. They're engaged. I've been with several, you know, that were, you know, but, you know, I'm not going to, I mean, that doesn't do it for me. So I'm not going to be around in that scenario because it's just not fun. It's not worth it.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah. Okay. What kind of porn turns you on?
Well, it varies. I like interracial porn.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I like bondage. You know, some of that type stuff. The femdom is pretty neat.
Yeah.
But that's kind of where I'm at right now on the porn front.
Yeah, I know. And you were helping me when I sent out that text to the text group where I was like, I need some good porn references. Because does that ever happen to you? It's so frustrating for me when I'm in the mood to masturbate. I'm ready. And now I'm just like, okay, I got all my toys there, you know, whatever I'm going to feel like using, if it's a, you know, vibrator, dildo, butt plug, or maybe all three, or just whatever I'm doing. And so then I'm ready to get some porn on, and I spend most of my time searching for porn, than more time searching for porn than I do actually masturbating. It's frustrating.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I get it. I understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now my friend, and this is why we're so compatible and why we're somewhat fucked up. She got into midget porn. And this thought, yeah.
No.
Yeah,
midget porn. What is it
about? Because I told her, I said one time, I told her one time, I said my fantasy was having an orgy with a munchkin from the Wizard of Oz. And she went, oh my God, that would be so much fun.
No way.
And next thing you know, I'm sitting there, we're sitting there going through and looking at midget porn.
Now, do they have the guys on there too? Is it midget?
Oh, yeah.
Well, then you can answer me this, because I've never watched midget porn. And this may
sound... So you got a new genre to check out.
I do. Thank you. I'm going to put that on my... midget porn. Note to self. Midget porn. Do the guys have... Are their dicks just as big as a full-size man's dick? Or are they smaller too?
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're
average size that you would...
Oh. Okay.
They've got normal size dicks, yeah.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you.
It's funny.
I'm going to have to look. I am going to have to look at some midget porn now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that politically incorrect? Is it small people? Little people? Little people porn? That doesn't sound right.
I
Little people porn.
That doesn't sound right.
That sounds. That we're getting into a whole nother category there. That we, you know, that's like illegal.
Yeah, which is,
we're not going to call it that.
So let's
okay. All right. Yeah, I'm with you on that one, JM. Okay. So does naughty talk get you aroused?
Oh hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, there's nothing more hot. And when you're fucking this girl and she starts talking dirty,
mm-hmm.
that is a huge turn on.
Like what's the one liner that just makes you come instantly? Or go ahead.
And the thing of it is, it's got to be a spontaneous type thing. It's like, you know, God, yeah, fuck me harder. Yeah, just fuck me, hit my G spot.
Yeah.
You know, it just keeps going on and just, it kind of like, it gets you to the home stretch really fast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I know that. I mean, we all have our triggers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's the dirtiest thing someone's ever said to you during sex? Kind of follow up, I guess, to that.
That's a yeah. I wouldn't say it was dirty. It was like, I was getting a blowjob and she would stop and she looked me in the eye and she says, "I want your cum and I want to suck every drop out of your balls." And she's massaging my balls. Kind of like lightly twisting them.
Yeah,
that was pretty hot.
Yeah,
that was pretty hot, and that did the trick. But it was the eye contact and the pause while she said it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty hot.
Yeah, it was the actual verbiage and the context in which she delivered it. And
yeah,
that,
yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
She was hitting on all cylinders. Yeah. So how would you?
She was hitting.
Yeah. How would you respond if a couple approached you to be their third?
To be their what? I'm sorry.
To be their third.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
No problem.
And do you have any limits with the other guy? How do you want that dynamic to go?
There's got to be a certain chemistry there. There's got to be, the looks are important. And there's no limits. I've pretty much told you. I'm going to,
we'll
go in any direction you want to go.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me.
If you, 52 chopsticks tells me that you have you don't have many limits.
No. But the thing of it is, it's like, you know, it's and I've had threesomes before, but I've never done a male, female.
Yeah. Okay.
But if you do that, I mean, the guys are going to get, you know, you don't cross the stream, so to speak. You don't cross sabers.
You
got to be very comfortable. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh no, I was just saying. So you don't. Yeah. No crossing sabers. You don't. No penis to penis contact.
Well, it's just, you know, that's kind of like you're kind of putting limits on something you don't need to put limits on. So, but that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem. You know, it'll be, you know, whatever the other fellow wants to do or not do, you know, I'm okay with it. Just tell me the game rules and I'll play mine.
Okay. So wait, maybe I mistook that. So you don't have, you just want them to tell you kind of where their limits are. You're not, and you'll follow, you'll go by that. You're not concerned about, hey, I don't want my dick to touch another dick or,
no.
Okay.
No.
Okay. I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
And how long, on average, how long does it take for you to get yourself off?
That's a good question. If it's the first round, it can be fairly quick. You know, 2 to 5 minutes. Then after that, I can go a long time.
Okay. So once you kind of knock that first one off, you clear the pipes, then you're good to go for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a long refractory period?
The older you get, it gets longer.
That's just
the nature of the game. So yeah, I don't rebound as quick as I used to. But in the meantime, while you're waiting to rebound, there's a lot of other fun stuff you can be doing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, I mean, it's kind of all about what you got planned, what's on the roster, how you're going to keep things moving forward while you're getting back and ready to go again. It's funny. Yeah. I was just talking about that this morning with Cowboy, and we were just talking about how, guys, if they're quick, as long as they can rebound and keep going, I mean, yeah, who cares? I mean, that's great. It doesn't bother me. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a proponent of safe sex, and I noticed that if I'm wearing a condom, I don't know why. It's maybe psychological.
If you're, I'm sorry, say that again. If you're wearing a condom,
that's why. It kind of makes it takes me longer to come, and I don't know why, but that's just maybe me.
I think that's common for most guys. If you're wearing, because isn't it desensitizing you if you're wearing a condom?
Well, that, it's got a constriction on it too.
Yeah.
It's not like a cock ring.
Right.
Which can be an enhancer. But that's just my own personal observation.
Yeah.
Which is why I love when a woman uses a female condom. That's pretty awesome.
Do you know something I've never used? So you like those?
Oh yeah. It's the most natural feeling sex that's protected, other than no protection.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to investigate those. Do they, I don't even know, like,
I
where do they,
recommend that.
Where do they sell them? Female condoms?
I sell them online. And I think you could go to any drugstore or any place like that and get them, I would think.
And so do you just push it in there? How do you get, you just yeah, stick it in there with your fingers or how do you?
Yeah, it's, they've got like a ring at the bottom that goes inside, and then there's a ring that kind of fits over the labia,
mm-hmm.
and the sleeve is inserted into the vagina, and then you have sex, and I didn't watch her put it in. It's like, I got a treat for you, and the next thing I know, boom, we're doing it. But then after you look at it, you kind of figure out how it works.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. And so, is there, there's no difference in the sensitivity to you?
It's more sensitive. It's almost like the sensation is almost like not having anything.
Okay.
You know,
so,
it's like natural feeling for the man.
Yeah.
If you didn't have any latex.
Sure.
Oh.
And then.
It's pretty good.
And she says it feels great for her too?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Interesting. All right. Well, now you see.
What's up?
I get so many great.
To look into.
I'm telling you, all these good ideas. I know. Note to self. Write that down. Female condoms.
Yeah. And I sent you the link on it. Oh.
Did you send me a link?
The tantra chair.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, the tantra chair. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You've used one of those?
Want to own one?
You own one.
I got it. I bought
one.
Oh,
whoa.
Yeah.
It definitely looks. It looks like you could really get into some good positions. You know what I've always wanted to try is a sex swing. I've never done one, but just the idea of being in one, and then where your partner can just, move you any way he wants, weightless and and fast and quick. I like that. I've got that's on my list too. Sex swing.
I've got one. I used to since I moved back to Atlanta. I didn't want to install it because of the ceilings I've got. I don't want to mess them up.
I know. Yeah, but you have to be careful.
Yep. And you better make sure you have a good stud that can support the weight. So
absolutely. Otherwise, you're just going to come. That thing's going to rip a big hole in the ceiling, and someone's going to hit the ground.
Yeah. That would not be fun.
No. Exactly. Okay. So, what's the weirdest thing that turns you on? I think we've covered some of them, but what's the weirdest thing that turns you on?
Wow. It would have to be ass play. One of the best blowjobs I ever had was, as I was about to come, she slowly slid a finger up my ass. The intensity was off the chart.
I know. Guys need to understand this prostate orgasm is no joke.
Oh, it's the real deal.
Yeah. So you're a pro, obviously you're a proponent of it.
Oh yeah.
Would you prefer that to be done? Like as an example for me when I'm during oral sex, like if you sticking your fingers in me, that's my put your fingers in me while we're doing oral sex. That just it's like it's the double wow. You know, it makes me crazy. So if you're getting a blowjob, prefer her to have a finger in your prostate? Do you prefer her to be stimulating your prostate while she's?
Not all the time, but it's fun, and it's very stimulating. I enjoy it, but it's not something you have to do every time.
Okay.
But I really enjoy it, and I agree with you. On the secret you gave away was sucking the clit. I'm going to tell it right now.
Oh, you are okay. So you can't hold back anymore.
I can't hold back. And
all right.
I'll tell you a quick story. It was one of my bucket list items. And I've devoted my life to perfecting the art of eating pussy.
Really?
Along the way, you got to get a lot of help. You got to get a lot of help from women to tell you what the fuck to do.
That's right. Don't guess at it. Tell them, JM. Really, listen. Yeah. Like guys need to know this. Don't fucking guess at it. Like you could spend a lot of time wasting time down there. Tell them
exactly.
How it's done.
And you got to eat the whole pussy. And it actually starts when you start kissing and work your way down. And give attention to the mound because there's a lot of blood up in there that. So you don't just attack the clit right away. You kind of work into it, and I kind of have a soft approach that builds up. And of course, you end up sucking it, and then you insert fingers and you hit the G spot. But quick story, bucket list item of mine was to fuck a porn star.
Oh, okay.
And she had moved back to Chicago. She grew up in Chicago. And she just retired. I mean, she's on Pornhub and all that stuff. And so we hook up, and so we meet for drinks, and we're watching a football playoff game. After that, we went back. She gave me a really good blowjob. And trust me, she knows how to give them.
I bet.
So I go down on her. I go, and I needed the time to rebound. So when I got through, and she did come, and she said, "I've got something to tell you, and don't take it the wrong way."
Oh, okay.
Fuck. And she said, "No, really, it's a compliment."
Oh, okay.
And I said, "Okay, what is?" She said, She says, "You eat pussy like a woman."
See, I've heard this saying, and I've never been with a woman. I've heard that statement, and I'm like, yes, that's what I want. Go ahead.
So, I mean, I'm sitting there going, damn. So, okay, that's sort of like my master's class. I graduated with my master's thesis in eating pussy.
Yeah, there you go.
But she said, I don't know who taught you, but you've learned something well from someone.
All right. Well, that says a lot. And I like that you shared some of your techniques. Now, this kind of goes right into the next question, which I think, did I ask you what your favorite, I don't think I did, right? What's your favorite blowjob technique?
Given or receiving?
You could do either one, I guess. I didn't know that you'd given any blowjobs. Receiving, right? What's your favorite technique? When a woman does this, you just lose your mind.
Start at the bottom of the shaft with your tongue and lick up to the underside of the head and just work it with your tongue. And then start it and then give a lot of ball.
Yeah.
Guys like to have the balls played with.
Do you think the balls get overlooked a lot?
But focus on the head. I do.
Yeah.
Because I love having my balls sucked. And when you let a woman take a ball into her mouth, you're the most vulnerable
person than another person. That's true. So you think that's more vulnerable than your cock in her mouth?
Oh yeah.
All right. So balls, you letting a woman put your balls in her mouth is the most vulnerable. You can be. Okay.
Yeah, and it's also hot. It's hot too.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. But yeah, I kind of agree with you. I think sometimes
it's just like, you know, eat the whole pussy and don't just focus on the clit. It's like, you know, when you suck a dick, just don't focus on my dick, you know, focus on the entire package.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Making a note there, sometimes, you know, you get fixated. Sometimes you'll get fixated and you kind of forget about the balls a little bit. But it's easy. Sometimes it happens. So I'm going to be more mindful. Okay. Is there anything you won't do in bed?
Good question. No. I'll try anything. As long as the partner's willing and you're willing to experiment, go for it. No problem. No problem.
So you don't have, there's not even a short list. You don't even have a short list. What about poo-poo and pee-pee? What about any of that? What do they call that? I don't know what they call that. Something play where you're, you know, where you let somebody pee on you or poop on you.
I draw the line on that.
That's
not my cup of tea.
That's not my cup of tea either.
That doesn't do anything for me.
I know. Me neither.
You got to draw the line somewhere, and the urine and the poop is where I draw the line.
I know. Yeah, me too. I'm not gonna ever. I don't think I'm ever gonna see my way to that. I've said that. I don't know how long you've been listening, but if you really have listened to all the podcasts, and you start at the beginning, like. There was things I said recorded, you know, like I will never do da 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 da. I don't like da 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 da. And boom, fast forward 2 years, and I'm like, oh my god, I love it! It's so great, you know. So I say that I'm always cautious, but I'm pretty sure. Yeah, most of the things. It's funny because I think Cowboy Ann likes to tease me. Most of the things that I've said I would never do, he's found a way to not only have me do them, but also really enjoy them. So
Well, I never thought I'd be handcuffed up, stretched out on a like massage table with a chick with a strap on.
Yeah.
Nailing me. So
there you go. I know exactly. So I always advise people to be cautious about when they say that, you know, oh no, you know, that's not for me. I'll never do that. It's like, well, you know, just be open-minded, maybe baby steps, baby, you know, maybe you can try it. But I, to this day, I'm still,
you
pretty,
never know.
I know, but I don't think I'm going to have to eat my words on the poo-poo and the pee-pee. I think I'm just going to, I'll no. be, that's just something I just don't see changing, but you know, everything else.
Yeah. That's not for me.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
Yep. Well, that's the last of my questions, JM.
Wow.
Yep.
That's a lot of good questions.
We went through, yeah, those 15 questions I kind of had there for you. And you had a lot of great answers. This is so interesting. I loved chatting with you. And I love all the, you know, again, all the input and feedback that you're always giving me. I'm glad you're on the texting group. You know, the being able to interact with people that listen to the podcast is really kind of the best part of it. And
yeah.
And so how long have you, I forget now, how long have you been listening?
I probably several months.
Yeah. And have you gone back to older ones?
Well, what I do is I skip around.
Sure.
And it, especially right now with all this COVID-19, it's like, if I don't have anything to do, I say, all right, let me go find a podcast.
Yeah.
Go back and listen to it, which has been great.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think the blogs are pretty good too. The one you had with the fisting.
Yes, I know.
That was a fucking turn on. And that one got me going pretty good. That was
pretty hot. I'm telling, that's an experience. I would probably say, if you ask me what my most daring, I mean, I might have to say the fisting, like having my whole fist in someone's ass. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, if your fist is bigger than, yeah. Go see if your fist is bigger than 52 chopsticks.
I don't think so. I don't know. I'm not sure if my fist is bigger than 52 chopsticks. That's pretty daring. Yeah. So I know. You know what's funny is I completely have forgotten about the blog. I really, it's just been up and sitting there because that was something in the very beginning. What I kind of initially was doing is I was just podcasting about subjects, you know, whether it's blowjobs mm-hmm. or oral yeah. sex or, you know, I was just picking like a sexy topic and then podcasting about it. But the actual blog I saved for writing out in detail about my sexual encounters. And then as I was doing it, and it just honestly got to be, I don't consider myself a good writer. And so it just was hard to have to sit down and do it. And I felt like, well, I got the gift of gab. It's easier for me if I just podcast about it. And so slowly I just kind of transitioned away from it. Although when I go back and read it now, since it's been so long, I'm like, you know, it's different when you read it versus me talking about it. I think when I actually do take the time to sit down and write about it, it's a little more, because I get into all the details and, you know, it's a little more personal, I guess. So would you, do you mm-hmm. agree with that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But.
Yeah, absolutely. And you do write well. I thought that was a very good story and it was hot. I like the one with about D was one that I thought was pretty good.
Yeah.
And then of course, then once you read that, you kind of get a feel and then you start going into podcast.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Kudos. You do a good job. You do a good job on both.
Oh, well, thank you. All right. Well, I think we'll kind of, was there anything else you wanted to add?
Well, after this, if you're in Cowboy Inn, then you look at him and say, this guy is really fucked up, and I've done my job. And I gave a good interview.
I don't think there's a lot of people that I would say are fucked up. I would say you have way more, you're way more multifaceted than I even knew. And I have a very strong feeling. See, there's stories behind these stories. I haven't even scratched the surface. That's what I can say.
Oh, I haven't told you about the fetish party in South Florida I went to. Oh my fucking God. Oh my God.
Yeah. Give me a quick little Reader's Digest version.
There's a company down there that's put these on. It's a club you get into, you join.
Yeah.
And they have these parties. They usually have three or four major parties. And it's usually like they'll take over like a gentleman's club. And
yeah.
They'll rent it out for the night. And it's like no holds barred.
Yeah.
It's everything. So you dress up. You got to be, you're either in a rope type thing. I mean, I remember this one lady, she was in her leather. And she was leading her man, and all he had on was sort of like a cock cage. And
yeah.
She had a leash attached to the end of it. It was just leading him around, you know, talking to everybody, stopping up, having conversations. I mean, there's more beating, fucking, sucking, everything going on there.
Yeah.
And clamps, spanking, the hot wax. I've had the hot wax done to me. That's pretty hot.
That's on my list too. I'd like that myself. Yeah.
Well, you saw the picture where she was dumping the hot wax on me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't I send that to you?
Oh, you did.
I didn't know it was coming. I had a blindfold. I didn't know it was coming.
Oh my gosh. So you were, totally surprised you.
Oh yeah. I didn't know it was coming. And then later on, there's a really nice picture where she's sitting on top of it. It's very tasteful. And there's a big old splash of hot wax that hardened up on my chest.
Uh-huh.
So you can see it.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, that fetish party was off the chart.
Cool. Yeah, I know.
And the one in the spring was supposed to be more crazy than the one for the New Year's Eve.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I wonder if they're still going to have that.
They probably suspended everything because they
yeah.
can't have large gatherings.
Right.
But the site's still active.
Yeah.
I can send you the link to that stuff.
What's the name? I wonder if it's, I wonder if I've heard of it before.
It's the company that have an e-commerce website called the Fetish Factory.
Oh, okay. Maybe I haven't. Yeah.
And they have parties, and they have a separate link and site you can go to and join up. And they got pictures of the parties. I mean, you can go there and look at all the archives. You'll see
yeah.
it for yourself.
Yeah, cool.
But, I mean, the coolest thing was these women in these full-body latex, you know, and
yeah.
you know, with the headgear on. And
yeah.
it's like, you want to say,
you know something?
Wait, you got to be sweating up a storm.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. You know, I have kind of been wanting to get some little latex outfits, not like a full like head to toe one, not anything covering my face or anything like that, but just, you know, get a couple little latex, something about it's kind of turning me on lately. I don't know what it just like, it seems hot, you know? So I'm like, I'll have to look into that. Like the real, you know, where it's really, really thin and tight and just, yeah. I think that's hot.
Yeah. It is hot. I mean, it's hot.
So I know there's something about it. I don't know. I'm like, that's sexy.
It is sexy. And thigh-high latex boots.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
yep.
hot.
Yep. I think I'd like that. Yep. The thigh-high latex boots with some latex boy shorts. And then like a latex crop top bra thing. Maybe some holes for my nips to stick out.
Oh, God. I was going to suggest that.
With some clamps.
Oh, fuck yeah. There we go.
Okay, I'm going to start shopping for that.
You fit right into that party, I'm telling you.
Do you think if I set up an Amazon cart, people would buy that shit for me and send it to me?
You never know.
I know. I'm joking. But I'm just saying, yeah. I'll start filling up my little...
What you just described was hot.
Yeah, I know. I've got good ideas.
It was hot.
I have good ideas, JM.
It was a damn good idea. I know you do.
Yeah. All right.
And I've got a thing with a woman wearing a...
Oh, no, go ahead. I'm sorry. Finish your sentence, please.
Oh, no, I have a thing with a woman wearing like boots and chaps, leather chaps with a thong and a real nice bikini top with a leather vest, wearing a little cowboy hat.
Oh,
yeah. That's a good one.
I like
that's
that.
That's a good one.
I might be able, oh, maybe I can do that one for Cowboy Ann.
Oh, poor fella. Good job. Ate shit with that.
That's the idea. Yeah.
I say that's the fun. Doing all that stuff and having fun. That's the vast majority of this stuff. Have fun.
Exactly. That's what the stuff is about. I know. I get so many, you know, I get so many emails, questions, comments, things like that, but predominantly what I get the most of is it's men writing in and saying their girlfriend or their partner or their wife or whatever doesn't, you know, there's so many limits on what their partner wants to do sexually. And they want to, you know, they have a totally different idea about all the, you know, they have this fun list of things they want to do. And, you know, I'm like, I can only help so much, but you know, I'm like, you know, sometimes you're just with the wrong person. I don't know. You know, I mean, sometimes flat out, you know, if
that's why escorts are making $500,000 a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm talking the high end escorts are moving in circles. And I would say the majority of their clientele, and I know this, is married men.
Oh, absolutely.
They're not getting what they need at home.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. That's their bread and butter right there. Yeah. Yeah. I know.
Yep.
But I hear that stuff and it's kind of just shocking to me. I'm like, why? Why? I mean, it's kind of sad, you know? I mean, why is that? Why does it have to be like that? But, you know.
It is sad. Yeah. It is sad. But you don't have to worry about limits with me, Carl.
Yeah.
I don't have any.
Yeah,
pretty much.
I know. Well, that's awesome. That's what keeps things interesting and spicy and all that good stuff. Well, I thank you so much for your time, and I appreciate you, you know, listening. And just again, I want to, you know, all thank you so much for all the input that you give me and feedback. It's greatly appreciated. And you know, I knew I'd get, that's why I wanted to have you on. I knew I'd get some interesting stuff, and I have, and I also, there's a whole lot more. So, you know, maybe we'll have a follow-up.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks so much for being on.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's an honor, and I feel flattered.
You're so welcome.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.